Now, it might often be said at this point of time, whoever's speaking is going to make sense of those two passages. So let's see how we go. See how we go with that one. Good morning and welcome to each and everyone. Yeah, we're introducing ourselves this morning. So that was Elaine, this is Peter. I've just got something very special to do for a moment because we've discovered something in the way that I find bits of paper on my desk and those types of things. These are some baptism certificates for people who were baptised recently and sort of recently. So Cheryl's here. Where are you, Cheryl? Where'd you go, Cheryl? She's not still doing coffee. I saw her before, she was doing coffee. Oh, well, when Cheryl comes back, don't leave me on, it's all right, I didn't mean to. And the other one was Brenton Hunchton, so I'll give this to Brenton, because I know Brenton's here. So congratulations, Brenton, for, it was a little while ago, but this one's... Thank you, mate. And if Cheryl does reappear, try and get my attention, unless it's halfway through the message time, in which case it's probably going to be pretty hard to do. As Elaine mentioned, Margie and I are soon to head off, and I've endeavoured to communicate, to draw the picture for you in the newsletter, in the sense that before we came to Victor Harbour, before we were invited, we had plans to take long service leave. So just to assure you, it won't be 2 months on, 1 month off type of thing from here on in. It's just the way that it's worked out, and we do look forward to our travel time, and I think Margie's pretty well ready now. She's looking much more relaxed, which is good. I bring my little script as a reference point, as a little reminder for regular folk. For folk who are visiting with us, it was 6 weeks ago plus a little bit now that we shared a celebration of induction, and Margie and I commenced our ministry time here, which was pretty special. But I've taken the opportunity to use the document of that day and the script that was in the covenant that we made as a point of reference, particularly for the early part of our time with you, so that we can together appreciate what we've actually agreed to. And so I remind folk, if you haven't got a copy of that little script, it's the one that I'm referring to and will refer to. When we come back in August, I'll spend a few more weeks looking at key phrases and terminology, and all of them have got a really good sound biblical base, and so I wanted to use them as a sort of the platform or the backdrop to the time of ministry that we would share with you. So please be encouraged, if you haven't still got one in your hands, that you can get a copy from the office, and that will allow us to keep travelling together with our focus particularly on the Sundays. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, again we do give you thanks for a wonderful opportunity to be gathered in a place of worship and in many ways be reminded of the vastness of the picture that we are a part of, this amazing creation, this amazing world in which we live. We're deeply conscious sometimes of the bits that are broken and fractured and damaged and hurting and grieving and all those types of things, but we know that as we pause that moment, we can clearly see your hand of fashioning, your hand of creation, the beauty of your handiwork, and also acknowledge the wonder that it is that we have actually been created in your image, that our identity is something that you're working on even in this very moment. And we thank you for this place of worship that allows for some of that process, some of that changing to be brought about by the wonder of your gracious working by your Spirit in our midst. And I give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. So my little phrase this morning is the one of walking together. Now here is my preparation. Elaine's going to the aged care workshop this week. I got myself a walking stick. for the purpose of walking. And I picked it up. It's aerodynamically designed, and it's all cushioned and everything. Picked it up in Scotland a number of years back, because I'm pretty sure we're about to... Oh, I've got to get my technology going here. Thanks, Des. I've got to get used to it. I'm not too sure how it works yet, but I know that I can lean on it, which is really good. So have we got a picture up, Des? We came to this beautiful space in Scotland called Fort William, sorry, Mount William's in Victoria. Fort William. And I thought to myself and said to Margie, oh, I'd love to be able to walk around those mountains across the highlands of Scotland. And that may yet happen. I'm fairly conscious that certain parts of me are wearing out, so it may not happen, but walking is something most of us appreciate, that we have the opportunity to actually walk. It's a very accessible, recreational and energizing experience for most people. Yes, we do become conscious as the years go on, the limitation is there. But most of us are conscious of the wonderful opportunity is to get around and at a pace to appreciate the context in which we find ourselves. And I used the image this morning quite specifically because it is actually in the covenant we made back in May, that we have agreed to walk together in those various seasons of life. The actual script says of times of sadness and grieving and those types of things, but you and I know that life is not made up of just sadness and grieving, that we have an opportunity to walk through all variety of seasons together. And it's as I say, it's a very comprehensible image. And a really good one when it comes to our relationship with God. That the picture of walking with God, and I'm sure many of you have already got your little minds of running off to hymns and great vocalists of the past who've, you know, presented this wonderful song, I'll walk with God from this day on. And I'm not going to try and sing that, by the way, because I'd have all sorts of feedback. But, it is an image that clicks for us. I'm sure it does. And I wanted to look at that this morning because of the fact that it's an image that we're so familiar with, that I wanted to look at it. And, of course, my first port of call, here's where I'll try and connect those two Bible passages. Enoch, you're possibly familiar with the fact that he had a very special graduation event. This beautiful imagery of Enoch walking, probably without a walking stick. I'll put it down in a minute. He walked with God and then he wasn't, because God took him. And so it's one of those very rare pictures or occasions in the scriptures where the Lord says, you're not actually going to see death, my good friend. You can come home now. And he just simply walked, as it were, the image of walking into God's presence. And that's the picture, what's behind that simple terminology is really quite amazing, because the scripture's suggesting that Enoch just fully enjoyed his relationship with God, and God fully enjoyed his relationship with Enoch. And so their paths were so close . It's a pretty amazing picture in and particularly when you think of the context in which Enoch was walking. You and I become very aware of the world in which we live. And I've heard many people say it's getting harder and harder to bring forward the witness of our faith in the Lord Jesus because of the changing and sometimes darkening circumstances that prevail. But not so for Enoch. Enoch walked with God for those 365 years. That's a lot of walking, isn't it? Hey? You and I are possibly familiar with the fact that Psalm 90 says 70 or 80 will see us pulling up. Some of you are more than 80. You could be using up my time. That's probably not a very sensitive thing to say, is it? Eh? But we are time conscious. I'm sure we're... I'll put it down at last. The fact we're Australians are pushing past the figure, you know, that our average lifespan, here you are, you can be encouraged, for women, 82.8, for the men, 82.8, for the females, 84.8. I have to look more closely without my glasses. The male, 80.8. Okay, that's good. So that's the average lifespan's going up, which means there's a real possibility for everybody walking with the Lord, you get to do possibly a little bit of Enoch. You mightn't get to 365, but, you know, it's good to know that we can keep going forward. And this wonderful opportunity to live out a relationship with the Lord that is really high quality. Australia is a very privileged nation, you know. Look, that's the worldwide average. So it's good to live in Australia, isn't it? We could call it the lucky country. Or perhaps we consider it that the Lord's blessed this nation for a purpose. I wonder what that might be. Well, when it comes to following Jesus, we have a very specific purpose. I'll go into that space on another occasion. But I just thought you might be interested in these facts and figures that remind us. So ladies, if you want to live just a little bit longer, you want a bit more time, you can move to Japan because you'll live longer there. Or the men, if you want to, you can move to Switzerland. Now, that may not be a good move if you're married, because that's, you know, you like to keep these things together. And the place to avoid is Sierra Leone, with the average of just 50. Now, that's all very interesting, but I'm creating, I trust, by highlighting the fact that you and I have a measure of time. And in that measure of time, we have the opportunity to literally walk with God. You notice I've said the term literally? Not theoretically, not philosophically, not hypothetically, but literally. I can take a life step. I can go on in my life journey. I can proceed with the days that are measured out for me. I have this wonderful opportunity to do life in sync, in step with God. And as again the psalmist declares, the steps of a good man, well, there's a good person. The person in that relationship with God and his goodness. Have this opportunity to walk it well. And particularly, this is something that's accessible, it's a reality, it's something that happens on a day-by-day experience for you and I in a relationship with Jesus. So I want to suggest to you this morning some of the things about the nature of this walk, that this walk with the Lord. Someone has said, it's simple. It's as simple as walking itself. Like that? To walk with Jesus is as simple as walking. Now, I'd love to be able to agree with that person because I've discovered I'm always tripping over myself. I don't know about you, but when it comes to my relationship with God, I'm consistently tripping over self. I'm discovering that, yes, Jesus is totally reliable. He'll give a clear lead. He will set the course for me. He'll explain it for me. He says, I'll go with you. Don't you worry about it. It's really, I don't think Jesus ever says it's simple. He never said it's simple. And I do challenge people in conversation if they say that faith in Jesus is a simple thing. Yes, when you put the picture in front of you that this is what we're going to do, I'm going to walk by faith, I'm going to follow Jesus, whatever phrase we're using, it's simple. Well, it gets complicated. And it gets complicated when it comes to making a decision. For example, when you go to make a decision, who's involved? Well, for most people, it's just me. It's a singular person involved. And then, hang on. If I'm following Jesus, I've now got two people involved in the decision-making process. And we're going to work out who it is that's actually going to set the direction. Who's going to lead? Who's going to set the course, as it were? Who's going to determine my next step? And the Apostle Paul in Romans 7, he says, faith has never been simple for me. Every time I want to follow the Lord, I find myself just contesting. Sometimes I can't work it out. I want to go his way, and then there's this mighty battle that happens in the whole decision-making process. So when it comes to walking with the Lord, we realize that the decision-making process is a little more complicated because I have this contending, as it were, is the will of Jesus, is it a match? Is my will match to the will of Jesus? Is my thinking a match to the mind of Christ? As those two come together, as there is a synchronizing, as there is a harmony, we will find, I believe, we will find ourselves in a position that Enoch did, able to enjoy every dimension of his relationship with God, and God able to enjoy every dimension of his relationship with Enoch. So as we set out to walk, as we set out to walk by faith, as we set out to follow in the way of the Lord, whatever, as I say, whatever phraseology we might use, we will discover that there are certain complexities. This is another one that comes into the picture as we discover where does faith come in relation to my understanding, my relationship with Jesus. We've already looked at this one because for those who can remember back second, third week that we were with you, I actually endeavoured to open up this term of understanding. And this is just a reminder that the Lord's saying, trust first, I'll bring the understanding. And that's just a little refresher for us this morning. Because sometimes we are actually setting out and saying to the Lord, Lord, show me, show me, show me. And he's already shown us. He says, I want you to take a step. And then you're going to see it more clearly. So the faith, the trust, the exercising of that reliance on the Lord happens first, and then the comprehension just gets greater and greater. Here's where I endeavour to connect with the second passage this morning, or the one in Mark's Gospel. Because it is really important not to get the picture that when you follow Jesus, it really is just a totally harmonious experience. It's just a place where we know that he's the Prince of Peace, and everything, every space I move into has got this amazing quality of the peace of God that passes comprehension. True that is, but that's an inner heart condition that prepares us as we step into places that we are not familiar with. So whether it's geographical or whether it was as it, in the situation of Mark's Gospel, where the disciples of Jesus were moving into a place of conflict and contention and wondering what on earth they were doing there. Now, as you'd appreciate, this series is very much about introducing. And so I haven't got time to open up the whole picture, but we do notice that Jesus regularly led his disciples into spaces that they were not familiar with. And some of it was actually observing how Jesus worked in those unfamiliar spaces, but also how they found themselves working through what was happening inside of them. What am I actually feeling and thinking, and how am I going to respond here? And so as I walk with the Lord, I am going to find myself at different times in my life journey in places that I'm not familiar with. In some ways, I got no idea how to handle. And some ways you find yourself in those spaces and you feel very awkward or very insecure, this is puzzling, perplexing, I don't know what's going on here. Perhaps in contrast to that. And again, I'm just drawing little strands, as it were, little snapshots out of the life of the disciples now, just again to illustrate this walking with Jesus, this walking by faith, will have these various component parts, various experiences wrapped in them. And if I can see them, if I know that when I get into these situations, oh, that's right. I understood that following Jesus may actually put me in a place like this where I'm, it's just a bit unfamiliar. I'm not asking Jesus to wrap me up, as it were, in his little, in my little bubble of God's everlasting love, that I'm safe and secure in the rock of all ages and I can just walk very comfortably through life. The relationship is not of that nature. It's the one that says, the Lord says, hey, follow me, and I'm going to be right with you every step that you take. Every place that I lead you into, there's never going to be a time when I step out of the picture. I will be Lord of your life in whatever situation you find yourself. And you can rely on me to show you, explain to you, bring you through whatever that situation might require. This is one we can look forward to. Wonderful times of conversation with the Lord. Deep conversations. Conversations that have such meaning that I'm discovering. I had a very brief conversation. I'm just intrigued by the way in which my family connections here with cousins and things. Our paths just constantly interacting. I'm thinking, well, I'm not too sure what's going on here, but it's good. You know, unfamiliar space, good. Lord, you just work out what you want to work out and keep working me out as well. And do you ever wonder sometimes whether God gets confused with you? You know, that he can't possibly understand you? Don't panic. I understand he understands me, so if he can understand me, you're right. There's a wonderful opportunity, even this morning, in my path intersected with my cousin Graham. And he recognized me, thought I looked very smart, and he looked very well, and our conversations went straight to a really interesting statement. He says, you'll see me across there one day. I met him just over the road there. He asked, you'll see me over there one day. I said, how about this morning? And then awkwardly, he said, what time? Is he here? Graham, you're here? Wouldn't surprise me. But what I'm saying there is there's wonderful times in which the Lord, in conversation, in our personal conversation, is actually preparing me for a next step. And so I'm just, it's almost like you're ready for it. And I love conversations like happened with the disciples. Jesus had conversations with the disciples, and I love conversations with other people around the place, particularly when somebody asks a question that I never thought of. I thought, that's amazing. I'm so glad you asked that question, because it allows me to start to work out a different space in my thinking. Huh? That's why, one of the reasons why within Christian community, I encourage people into small groups. Not so as we can do a Bible study. Everybody likes a Bible study. Do you like Bible studies? They're great fun, provided there's conversations happening between you and the Lord. Otherwise, they're just Bible studies. You get what I'm saying there? If you're in a place where you're engaging the Word and you're having a conversation with God because His script, His words are speaking at you, towards you, into you, and you're engaging that, it's a real possibility. Real possibility that your walk with the Lord will have an increasing level of confidence, of boldness, of purpose, of maybe apprehension, because the Lord will show you something and say, here's where we're going next. And you're sure, Lord, you're sure you want to go there? I mean, are you sure you want me to go there? Observe. Deep conversations, and they are a part of our walk with the Lord that we can look forward to. And of course, there are the occasions when there's a lot more people present. Hey, is anybody at the MCG, 1959, with 110,000 other people? That was apparently the most significant event spiritually in the life of our nation. Did you know that? People are still referring back to that, and you can still hear people that were actually there, or they were participating in it, or they knew somebody who went forward and gave their life to Christ at that one gathering. 110,000 people, where they estimate 35,000 gave their lives to the Lord on one occasion. That's spectacular, isn't it? That's when your walk with the Lord suddenly goes to a different level. Well, it doesn't actually. You just go through a different space where you realize that the one you're in relationship with loves big events, small events, and personal events, just like he did when he walked, as it were, the land, the paths, the roads of highways of Israel. You know, many years back. One-on-one, small group, big groups, spectacular things happening. You go through, walk through all of them. That's the nature of the journey. That's the nature of our life experience. Anybody want to start singing? You pick the tune. Hey, did I hear a fruit salad chorus this morning? Not quite. It sounded very much like something like a fruit salad chorus on the piano. Banjo going and all this sort of stuff. When you walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. It's an amazing hymn, isn't it? Particularly because it captures that terminology when you walk. When you are taking those steps. Steps of faith that emerge out of having had a conversation, or having wrestled with a question, or having had to make a decision. And you've worked it through and discovered in that decision-making process, I've actually discovered and I know clearly what is the mind of Christ for my life. Not to the exclusion of others, but to the definition of my own journey, to the confidence that I can have to now start, as it were, stepping out my relationship with Jesus. Well, our walk with the Lord this morning has brought us right here. Here we are, our paths have converged. I don't know what sort of space you've travelled during the week. Hopefully you can look back over the week and say, there were times there where I just couldn't work it out. I was in unfamiliar space. Or I really enjoyed being in a group where somebody asked a question and my mind got clearer and clearer on what God's saying, what the Lord's saying into my life. Whatever that journey has been, here we are this morning. And I want to present to you I want to present to you an opportunity. There may be people here this morning who have maybe caught on to a little bit of what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, to actually walk life, do life, move forward, you know, go on in this life journey, to do it with Jesus. Maybe you've caught on to a little bit of something of what I've been trying to communicate. But life in its offer, as it were, as this invitation that Jesus gives, says, I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you. I want you to walk with me. I want you to move on. I want you to step forward into your tomorrow. I want you to do it in a relationship with me. And I want to tell you something, folks. You know how long Methuselah lived? 969 years. I talked to a young lady yesterday. Actually, where it was Margie's brother's girl. Anna. They'd been on one of these cruise type things. What's Anna, 18? 16. She'll get to 18 soon enough. And they went on one of these cruises. And you know one of the words that she said consistently about those cruises? You know what she said? It was boring. How about living 969 years? But what if you were Enoch? What if you were Enoch walking with God for 365 years? Any boring moments in there? Guarantee you not. And it's one of the things that Jesus said clearly into anybody who was listening, small group, big group, one-on-one. He was saying, I want to walk you in a life that is full, in its fullest possible dimension, and I want you to know 969 is nothing when it comes to eternity. Every person who owns the name of Jesus in this place this morning, you and I have a destiny. And people say, oh, that's heaven. No, I say that's eternity in my relationship, in your relationship with Jesus, where it takes on its fullest possible dimensions. And I love exploring what that might be. Talk about that one morning. What does heaven look like? The point being, we have a destiny. And we have a destiny that happens to have brought us to this point today. Because this today is part of your destiny. Part of your being here to maybe hear, maybe see, maybe experience just that little reminder of here is the living Son of God saying, I want to walk with you, I want to walk with you. And if you've been walking with the Lord, he's hoping that your heart is warming and you're saying, Lord, I just love walking with you. I just love walking with you. I just enjoy this whole life walk. Here's the opportunity where we have to, as it were, say something about our walk with the Lord. I can borrow the terminology of the Apostle Paul. He said, when you come to this place, Jesus followers, walkers with the Lord, when you come to this place to share these emblems, check your relationship. How is that walk going? Now, as I say that, it doesn't have to be that you look and say, oh, it's on the mountaintop, couldn't be better. You might have had a space recently where you're saying, I'm feeling this is unfamiliar. I'm trying to work out what's happening here. That's a genuine part. It's a genuine dimension of our walk with the Lord. But I hope you can readily call to mind some recent conversations that you've had with the Lord one-on-one. Because that's when the relationship really takes on depth. So the invitation is extended, as would often appear on the screen, to all of those. Not only that you love the Lord, but you're walking with Him. And for those who perhaps have not started the walk yet, is an invitation. Do you want to start this morning? Declare your hand. I'm just caught a glimpse of what it means. I want to be in that walk. I want to do life with a person that I can trust.